Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news element sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're diving deep into the evolving landscape of open source systems, highlighting the headline-grabbing release of systemd v258 and unpacking its broader significance for Linux users and developers. Systemd remains at the core of most Linux distributions, orchestrating services and underpinning the reliability that both enterprise and hobbyist environments depend on daily. With v258, we're witnessing a systematic overhaul aimed at robustness, performance, and true cross-platform synergy. One of the most discussed new features is the automatic crash log upload functionality, extending its reach notably to Windows and macOS audiences for the first time. This significantly enhances diagnostics, fostering cooperation between platforms that historically operated in their own silos. For end users and developers alike, being able to quickly upload debug data means quicker fixes and a tangible boost in application reliability. Another area getting a lot of well-deserved attention comes by way of NVIDIA RTX's high-impact contributions. Voice Activity Detection, or VAD, ushers in best-in-class noise suppression, which is especially valuable in today's era of endless Zoom calls and online meetings. The VAD update is complemented by enhanced background and chair removal tools in NVIDIA's suite, giving remote presenters a professional edge with minimal hassle. Beyond comfort and aesthetics, these features lend themselves directly to accessibility, letting users present more clearly regardless of environment constraints. In media handling, Systemd v258 introduces hybrid MOV support, a big deal for cross-platform video creatives. Mac users can now take advantage of ProRes encoding, while support for HEVC and H.264 video with PCM audio is extended to all major operating systems. This empowers both creators and viewers with better interoperability without needing to fuss over compatibility headaches. Of course, a big release wouldn't be complete without a host of bug fixes and performance tweaks, all aimed at keeping everyday usage buttery smooth. These enhancements reflect months of collaborative effort across a global open source community, once again showing what distributed teamwork can accomplish when aligned on a shared vision. It's also vital to acknowledge how projects like Systemd are supported by platforms such as LWN.net, whose subscription model has kept critical Linux journalism thriving for years. The latest details from Systemd v258 are, for the moment, exclusive to LWN subscribers. You'll need to wait until September next year for open access. It's a reminder that high-quality technical resources don't come free, and that support mechanisms are fundamental for the continued evolution of our open infrastructure. On the community front, recent headlines from the broader tech sphere also offer stark lessons about digital platform stewardship. The controversial elimination of moderation teams at MediaLab AI has left platforms like Imgur adrift, both functionally and socially. Users report broken video playback and failed image uploads, core capabilities that many took for granted. These issues are compounded by the fact that the move took place without warning, during a period of active lawsuits alleging unpaid obligations post-acquisition. The resulting unrest underscores how crucial responsible management and transparent communication are to platform trust and resilience. Nobody wants their favorite digital services to vanish or degrade overnight due to internal mismanagement. These cautionary tales validate the essential nature of strong community governance, especially in open source. Shifting gears, let's turn to Node.js versus 22.19.0, which has arrived with substantial improvements for developers. Among the key highlights is greater flexibility over certificate authority choices, thanks to the backquote node_us_system_ca=1environment variable. This small addition has outsized security implications. It allows a more unified approach to certificate management across complex environments. There's also enhanced process monitoring, a slew of new features for the HTTP and DNS modules, and refined CLI tooling. The meticulous updates to documentation and performance underscore Node.js's ongoing commitment to stability, a must in any production-grade runtime. It's these steady, sometimes unsung, incremental improvements that keep critical infrastructure powering apps reliably. But as our digital world becomes more complex, so too do the questions about the ethics and responsibilities of those who build it. Recent conversations have focused on how remote engagement tools are altering the boundaries of our working and social lives. Richard Stallman's ongoing commentary on free software and techno-ethics is a case in point. Stallman's expected deep dive into blockchain, cryptocurrency, and user freedoms touches on privacy, code transparency, and the risks of algorithmic control. These are not just theoretical debates. How we design and deploy tech today directly influences social equity for tomorrow. The cypherpunk tradition, arguing for cryptography and privacy as pillars of civil liberties, remains as relevant as ever. Technologists have a responsibility, not just to innovate, but to ensure technologies serve users equitably and ethically. Looking more broadly, a hotly debated issue in open source is the sustainability of community-driven projects. Calls for an open source contribution tax across the European Economic Area are gathering steam among notable industry voices. The goal, to provide direct support to maintainers who often shoulder large workloads with minimal recognition or compensation. Tech giants, who have built vast fortunes on the shoulders of open source, would be expected to pay their share, redistributing some of the digital economy's enormous value. Considering both the moral and economic angles, such funding models could fortify the backbone of innovation many now take for granted. Venture capital too is under the microscope, especially regarding biases that repeatedly disadvantage solo founders of startups. Despite clear evidence that one-person startups can succeed, the investment world often sticks to old habits, favoring teams over individuals by default. This has led to many innovators being overlooked, raising pressing questions about merit, fairness, and untapped potential in the tech sector. If digital transformation is really about leveling the playing field, then allied funding strategies should reflect these values. Around the open source world, we're seeing ongoing investments in performance across a range of tools, each contributing a piece to the ecosystem puzzle. Linux 6.17 is delivering performance wins for AMD EPYC users, catering to the high-throughput needs of data center and advanced workstation buyers. The next release of TrueNAS, version 25.10, further advances the open storage mission, while GitHub's latest push brings AI-powered assistance to dev maintainers everywhere. GitHub's initiative, in particular, could help lighten the load for overburdened maintainers struggling to keep pace with growing dependency demands. These are not mere conveniences, they are potential lifelines for projects fighting for sustainability. Yet underpinning all of these advancements is the necessity for ongoing dialogue about the best ways to nurture the open source ecosystem. Securing reliable funding for maintainers and strategic backing for high-risk solo entrepreneurs will be pivotal moving forward. For those seeking more details on systemd v258, alternative sources and supplementary guides are available, while LWN holds the prime coverage behind a paywall. This highlights the value and challenges of ensuring broad access to trickle-down technical knowledge in a rapidly shifting space. As we anticipate wider release of detailed documentation, the call to support Linux resources rings louder than ever. Looking to the future, it's clear that blending technical innovation with responsible management, ethical engagement, and practical support is key to a thriving digital commons. From system orchestration and secure coding, to healthy online communities and sustainable funding streams, each thread is critical to the fabric of tech progress. Engaging with platforms like LWN.net doesn't just keep you informed, it actively strengthens the knowledge base for everyone in the Linux community. In the end, the success of systemd and the Linux ecosystem at large depends on staying responsive to both technological challenges and the evolving needs of users. This week's news illustrates just how interwoven community, innovation, and oversight really are, and how each can help propel open source to new heights. Whether contributing to core codebases, engaging with ethical debates, or investing widely in the next wave of founders, every action you take helps define the future of tech. That's all for this roundup of systemd versus 258's highlights, the health of the open source ecosystem, and the ethical crossroads we're collectively approaching. Big thanks to our sponsor, and to you, our listeners, for tuning in and staying engaged with these pivotal conversations. If you want more updates, be sure to subscribe or visit element.fm for all the latest in open source and tech innovation. Thanks for listening.